evening. You are watching Public Media M1's English language news broadcast, Hungary Reports. I'm Steffi Derry. Hungarian retail sales increased in March, meaning that people spend more. The Central Statistical Office confirmed on Wednesday. A second reading of data shows that retail sales rose by an annual 6.5% in March and 6.7% in the first quarter of the year, compared to the same period of last year. Retail turnover has been steadily growing in the past 2 years, among them non-food products and fuels. Minister of Foreign Affairs and Trade Péter Szijjártó held talks on bilateral corporate investments during a visit to Singapore, which included an agreement signed on building of an automotive supply plant in Miskolc. Szijjártó said Singapore is the world's second most competitive economy and among the most open economies in the world. Its success is built on advanced skills and high value added, he said.
This opens export opportunities for Hungarian companies, especially in premium food products and wines, software development and the health and beauty industries. In order that Hungarian firms be successful, Hungary's Exim Bank has opened a $600 million credit line to promote cooperation between companies in Hungary and Singapore.
All of Hungary's residents will be and are already affected by global warming, President János Áder said at the Budapest City Council General Assembly meeting on Wednesday. The Hungarian president asked everyone to join the climate protection campaign.
The flood wave going through Hungary on the Danube in 2013 broke all previous records. In that same year, the heat was unusually tough. And the air's dust and pollen concentration is constantly increasing as well. János Áder, president of Hungary, called the country one of the most endangered and vulnerable places in Central Europe at the Budapest City Council. The president asked the council's support in the battle against climate change. He added that climate protection and the fight against climate change is not only an issue of nature and environmental protection, but also an issue of our own lives and the protection of future generations. He also called attention to the fact that all around the world we have to prepare for more and more extreme weather conditions. He mentioned Texas, USA as an example, and how unfortunate it is that the flooding in the state killed many and thousands had to leave their homes. At the same time in California, for the first time in the state's history, water restrictions had to be put into effect because of the serious drought. In India, an unprecedented record high temperature was recorded. In some places, the heat reached 50 degrees Celsius, 800 died because of the hot weather. Meanwhile, ice in the Antarctic is melting even quicker than before. Our responsibility is all of ours, in the sense that we have to talk about the problem that climate change is. Our responsibility is a joint one, to find solutions, to adapt, to prepare, and our responsibility is common in that we have to do something against climate change, said the president. The deputy director of the National Institute of Environmental Health told M1 that climate change today has an effect on people's health. Every 20th person between the ages of 5 and 18 has asthma, every fifth adult has allergies, and infectious ticks are more and more dangerous. While previously only every millionth tick caused Lyme disease, today every thousandth tick can cause the condition. If we don't do anything to prevent it, by the end of the century, the average temperature will be 5 degrees Celsius higher, meaning that the climate in Hungary will be like that of Tunisia. We have to prepare for it, since the human body cannot adapt to such burden without help, said the expert. At the beginning of May, a website was created for anyone who wants to join the fight against climate change. Those who register here online will join former U.S. Vice President Al Gore's initiative. The goal is to reach 1 million supporters before the climate summit in Paris at the end of the year.
President János Áder published a video online where he called everyone's attention to join the climate protection campaign launched by former U.S. Vice President Al Gore. They wish to collect 1 million signatures to influence decision makers at a Paris climate conference in December to reduce carbon dioxide emissions. Hungary plans to contribute with 2 million signatures. Budapest as well as county towns also joined the initiative. Anita Herceg, Hungarian First Lady and wives of accredited heads of mission, visited Herend and Tihany in Western Hungary on Wednesday. The First Lady hosts a program every year since 2012. The president's wife said excursions like this can help nations come closer together.
Wives of accredited heads of mission came to visit Hungary and during their visit had the chance to try porcelain making in Herend, amongst other activities. The 30 visitors enjoyed making porcelain roses the most and also visited the Herendi Museum. Some of the participants come to Hungary regularly to partake in these visits.
This is, for me personally, this is the third year I'm participating in this trip.
Anita Herceg hosts the spouses of mission leaders accredited to Hungary every year since 2012. Excursions such as these usually have a great atmosphere. They sometimes even help friendships start. If we get to know each other's values and spend a few days together, then tension dissolves easily. We also get to know each other's cultures, not only our personalities. I believe that this can help nations come closer together, said the First Lady. In Tihany, the head of the Benedictine Abbey greeted participants, then showed them the crypt and the grave of King Andrew I. The young musicians Hungary got to know from the show virtuosos, Bettina Tóth and Zoltán Sándor, also played for the participants of the excursion.
More than 30 countries will distribute the Hungarian film Son of Saul, which won the Grand Prix at Cannes Film Festival. Gábor Sipos, the producer, said on Petőfi TV that the movie will be shown in Japan as well as in North America. In Europe, both northern and southern countries bought the movie's distribution rights. László Jeles Nemes's creation won a total of 4 awards in Cannes. Among them is the second most prestigious, the jury's Grand Prix. The Hungarian premiere will be on the 11th of June. Boglárka Bogi Csemer, Eurovision Song Contestant, was among the winners of the 2015 Phonogram Awards. This is the official Hungarian Music Awards. The categories are similar to the Grammy Awards in the United States and the Brit Awards in the United Kingdom. The members of the jury were journalists as well as musicians and musical experts who chose the best acts in each category.
The Budapest Castle Garden was filled with the nation's outstanding musical talents. The award ceremony, organized by the Hungarian Association of Publishers of Sound Recordings, Phonogram Awards, were given out in 6 national and 6 foreign categories. "You know this better than anyone, that you can't get used to this," replied Judith Holás, whose children's songs have been loved by generations, to the seemingly never-ending applause that she received when awarded the Best National Children's Album of 2014. One of 2014's biggest Hungarian hits, the song Rockpot, won the year's national pop rock recording. Unfortunately, Fluor Tomi broke his leg the day before the gala, but it didn't stop him from climbing to the stage to take his award. In the category of classical pop rock, Boglárka Csemer, or Bogi, who viewers may recognize as she represented Hungary at this year's Eurovision, took the award home. Listeners of Public Media's Petőfi Radio voted for the Audience Award, choosing from 10 songs. The winning song was also recognized in the category of National Rap and Hip Hop. The Phonogram Award is an artistic gold microphone in each category. The judges for pop categories were musicians, musical professionals, journalists, and the Phonogram Committee.
So that's all for tonight. Don't forget that we'll be back every night around this time. Or you can watch us online at www.hira.hu. Scroll down for videos and then look for the show Hungary Reports. Thanks for watching from me and all the team here. Good night.